This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim, Afrei Lechen, Erev Purim. Look, Dav Tzadi Hei Amud Beis gets my vote for the hardest Amud in the Masechta. That's my personal, I don't know why. The end of Tzadi Hei Amud Beis, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, was very difficult for me. I spent time with it on Shabbos. We reviewed it Matzah Shabbos. And that would be my personal vote. But let's try to keep things simple tonight so that we're not Mekayim Adelo Yada, you know, 20, 36 hours earlier. Basically, in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, there is a chshash that a person may have married a woman on al-Tanai, and that stipulation was unfulfilled. Then Shmuel came along, and he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, which the Gemara assumes to mean the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that there's a possibility that a woman got married, did Eris in al-Tanai, and the Tanai was unfulfilled. The problem was, the Gemara cited a machloikis, a Yavama, Rav said is like an Eishes Ish, and Shmuel says it's not like an Eishes Ish. Rav Huna explained the machloikis is where the brother did Erisin to the woman, and then he went Lamedina Sayam, and you heard that he died, and then you did Nisuin, and Rav says that she is like an Eishes Ish, and she's usher to the Yavam who did Nisuin, because people are going to say that there's this Tanai that was unfulfilled, and Shmuel said, we're not worried about that. So we have a stira, because how can you paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that we're worried about a scenario of Erusin al Tanai, but Shmuel obviously is not concerned for that. So the Gemara gives a number of answers. Okay, tonight the goal is just to keep it clear. Amar le Abaye. How do you know when Shmuel said Lachos Rabbi Yossi? He meant the Rabbi Yossi of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that there is a chash that a woman got married al yidei erusin and the tanai was unfulfilled. How do you know it was going on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's Rabbi Yossi? Dilma ad Rab Ami ka'amar, that when he said that Lachos was like Rabbi Yossi, he meant Rab Ami's Rabbi Yossi, which is totally unrelated to the possibility that a woman got married Ayadi Erison and the Tanai was unfulfilled. V'inami, and if you want to say, Ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, even if you want to say that when Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, even if it's in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, how do you know it's on the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha the apoisel that she's disqualified? Rather, what v'dilma ayenoi poisel? Maybe it's what Rabbi Yossi said that anyone who doesn't pasel others is not pasel themselves. Which that segment of his statement is not at all articulating the possibility that there's a possibility that a person did Erusin al Tanai and the Tanai was not fulfilled. Meaning, in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Yossi said two statements. Look at the bottom Rashi. The bottom Rashi says, V'inami ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, memaydib apoisal ka'amar Shmuel halacha. How do you know when Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, how do you know it was going on that segment of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, v'tik shalach? And therefore you have a question, maybe Dilma l'Shmuel. Maybe maybe it was going on what Shmuel said. Maybe, in other words, maybe according to Shmuel, even if the Arusa and the brother-in-law would not pasel. Maybe, in other words, maybe Shmuel holds that you're not pasel. He says halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says when you pasel others, you're pasel yourself. No, that was going on a different chelik of Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi said, if you don't pasel others, you're not pasel. The Tanakhama says that if Eishes Gisa is usher, then you're going to be usher. So, Rav Shmuel is going on Shmuel is saying that when Rabbi Yossi says that if you don't pasul others, you're not pasul, that's regarding that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Or the Gemara says inami, memai deisa l'drav Huna. How do you know that Rav Huna's pshat in the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is correct? Dilmalesa d'Rav Huna. Maybe we don't hold of Rav Huna's explanation in the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but rather Rav and Shmuel argue about something else entirely. Uchad Rav Hamnuna kamiflegi. Maybe they argue in Rav Hamnuna. D'amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Shoymeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura Liyavama. A woman awaiting Yibam, that's Mazana, is asur to her Yavam. The Rav Amar Harei Keishasish. When Rav says Yuneishasish, that means if a Yavama is Mazana, she's asur to her Yavam. Mifsula Biznos, and she becomes possible. It's Nosu Shmuel Amar in a Keishasish. Shmuel says she's not like an Eishasish. Veloy Mifsula Biznos, and she doesn't become possible Biznos. The Inami, or they argue about something else. Maybe they argue about whether Kedushin is Toifes with the Yavama. The Rav Amar Rav says, Harei Yekeshesish, she's like an Eshesish, V'loi Tafsi Ba Kedushin, and Kedushin is not Toifes. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ein Yekeshesish, she's not like an Eshesish, V'tafsi Ba Kedushin, and Kedushin is Toifes. In other words, maybe B'chlau, the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, is about something else entirely. Namely, whether Kedushin is Typhus be Yavama. If Yavama marries Lashuk, is it Typhus or not? Rav says she's like an Ashesish and Kedushin is not Typhus. And Shmuel says she's not like an Ashesish and Kedushin is Typhus. They once argued about that. They argued about that elsewhere. V'ha'ifluguba chada zimna. They argued about this elsewhere. Chada miklal de chaverta itmar. That one Machlokis was inferred from the other. Okay. Now we move to the next Mishnah. Rabasi, how you doing? Rabasi had a very good chiddush that we're learning Daf Tzav on Parshas Tzav. So that's the Eon Shir of the week. No, I'm just joking. Okay. But it's a good one. But the truth is, it's really the 95th Daf. So next week we're going to be learning the 96th after Parshas Tzav. Or, really, Tzav has 97 psukim. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Rav Nosson, is this the Mishnah that you're referring to? No. Because this one's not too bad, right? This one's not too bad. What? Tzadi Zayin Amidbeis. Oh, okay. Okay, it says the Mishnah. Amru loy mesa ishtecha. They told the guy, your wife died. So he married her sister from her father. Now, when it comes to the issur of a sister, whether it's from a father or mother, it's usur. So, but when the wife dies, you're allowed to marry the sister. Mesa, they told him that wife died. And he married the sister from the mother. Now, woman one and woman three are not related. Because woman 1 to 2 are sisters from a father, woman 2 and 3 are sisters from the mother. Mesa, they told her your third sister died. Then he married her sister from her father. And then he was told that the fourth sister, woman 4, died, and he married her sister from her mother. Vinimtsu kulan kayamais, and it comes out that they're all alive. Talk about, you know, vinahapoichu. Here, the guy, he married 5 women, and every time he was relying on his best friends who gave him their best word, and it turned out lehayav lenivra. They made up a Baba Maisa Shein Kamayu. So who's this guy mutter to? He's mutter to woman 1, 3, and 5. Because he was married to woman 1. When he married woman 2, he's marrying the erva of woman 1. Then, so since his marriage to woman 2 was no good, he could marry woman 3 because woman 1 and 3 are not related. Then when he married woman 4, that was not chal because woman 4 is the sister of woman 3. And then he could marry woman 5 because woman 5 is not related not to woman 3 and not to woman 1. I don't like charts. Charts are too confusing for me. Some people like shiurim with charts. I think charts are confusing. It depends. I think this case is pretty self-explanatory. The guy, he married a lady. They told him his wife died, so he married her sister. Then they told him she died, so he married her sister. But each time he either marries the sister from the father, then the sister from the mother. So the woman 1, 3, and 5 are unrelated. Okay, so the halacha is like this. Mutter b'rishon, he can marry the, she's allowed to stay with the first one. He's allowed to stay with the first woman. Uvashlish is the third one. Uvachamish is the fifth one. Upoitroi sorei seyen. And by living with, let's say the guy dies, and these three women fall in Yibam. If you're miyabim one of them, it patters the other two. Va'aser b'shnei or revius. He cannot live with woman 2 and 4 because those are the sisters of his wife. But ve'ein bias achazan patar sarasa. If a yavam is lives with woman 2 or 4 who his brother was not married to, that will not patter the other tzaros. Ve'im ba al hashnia l'achar misas harishana. Now what if, in fact, his first wife died, and then he lived with the second woman. Mutter b'shnia, he's allowed to live with the second one, and then he's allowed to live with Ravis, and the fourth one, who's unrelated to the second one. Upaitroi sorei seyen, and if the guy dies, and woman 2 and 4 fall in Yibam, so being miyabim one, patr zitzara. Va'aser b'shlishis, he's not allowed to marry the third one, uvachamishis, or the fifth one. Ve'ein bias achas mehen poiter saras, and the bia of one of them does not pater the tsara, because they're not married to him. Now the Mishnah discusses a totally new case. Ben teisha shana v'yom echad, a 9-year-old. Now a 9-year-old is not a gadol, and is not a bar einshin. However, his bia is considered a significant act, and it will work for Yibam. So even though he's not a gadol, if a 9-year-old in one day is miyabim, it will work for Yibam. Hu poisel al yidei achin. He will passel the brothers, right? We know the halach is if they're a bunch of brothers who could do Yibam, if one of them lives with the Yivama, the other brothers become usher to the Yivama because to the other brother, she's now Ishasach. So if a 9-year-old is has relations with the Yavama, the other brothers become pasul. And if the other brothers live with her, they pasul him. Elo, so what's the difference between him and them? Between the kid who's 9 years old and the other kids? Elohu poisel tchila. He passels the other brothers if he had relations with the woman first, but not afterwards. Meaning if he got to her first, he passels the brothers. But va'achin, the brothers, poison, they're going to passel the 9-year-old, tchila, whether they have relations with her first, this soif, or even if they have relations with her after the 9-year-old did, they will aser the 9-year-old to the yavam. So normally, if a brother is miyabim, has bia with the yavama, and then another brother has bia with her, so then the second brother will not aser the first brother who had bia first. But if the 9-year-old had bia, and followed by an adult yavam, the adult yavam would aser the 9-year-old. Bo aleha achin. If brothers one second. Ketzad. The Mishnah says, what's the case? Ben teisha shanim yom echad, shaba al yevimtai. Pasal al yedei achan. A 9-year-old Ben Teisha son of Yemechad, a 9-year-old, Sheba al Yevimtai, that lives with the Yevama, Pasal Yachim, he passels the brothers. Bo ala Achana, the brothers live with her. Or Vasuba Maimer, or they do Maimer to her. Or Nasnu get, or they give a get to her. Oy Chaltsu, Poison al Yadai. So now we're learning, now the brothers will passel the 9-year-old, not only if they have relations with the Yavama, but also if they give the Yavama Maimer, or they give her a get, or they give her Chalitza, fine. Says the Holy Gemara, Atu Kulu Lav La'achar Misa Rishayna Ninu. Are in all the cases after the death of the first one. Look back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he lived with the second one after the death of the first one, he's allowed to stay with the second one. That was the first case also. He lived with the second woman after the death of the first. So Gemara says, no, the difference is, the first time it was unclear if the first woman died. Now we're talking about the second case of the Mishnah where the first woman definitively died. Amar Sheshes La'achar Misas Rishayna Vaday, after the certain death of the first one. Says the Holy Gemara, Ben Teisha Shanim, a 9-year-old. Says Gemara, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yoyim Echad, a 9-year-old. Tchila Pasal. If he has relations with her in the beginning, he passels her to the brothers. Besoif, if he has relations with her in the end, Loi Pasal. He does not passel her to the brothers. Rashi says that means if the gadol did maimer before the bia of the 9-year-old, he doesn't passel her. A 9-year-old passels in the beginning, not in the end. Vatani Rav Zid Bar Oishia Hoisa Maimer Bivimtoi V'Acher Kach Ba Achav Shu Ben Tashem Yemechad Aleh Pasla. How could you say that after Maimer, the 9-year-old doesn't passel, but Rav Zvid said that a 9-year-old passels even after Maimer. After Maimer. Amri, the answer is like this. Bia passel via b'soif. Bia passels even in the end. Bia of the 9-year-old after the Maimer of a brother will passel. But Maimer Tchila Pasel, Maimer Pasel's in the beginning, a Maimer of a 9-year-old Pasel in the beginning, Besoif Loi Pasel, in the end doesn't Pasel. Meaning, Bia of a 9-year-old Pasel's even in the end. The Maimer of a 9-year-old, if it's in the beginning of Pasel, in the end it doesn't Pasel. I, Frek the Gemara, Ubia Afilu Besoif Pasel? Does Bia Pasel in the end, Valkatani? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Ela shuhu poisel tchila, he passels in the beginning, behind tchila v'soif. Keitzad ben teisha shana v'yem echad shabal yivimtai. The Mishnah's mashma, no, bia only passels in the beginning, not in the end. It says, v'ktani, hu poisel b'tchila, he passels in the beginning, and then it said, keitzad. The keitzad seems to be saying, bia only passels in the beginning, not in the end. So Gemara says, Chesur Mechser V'Hachitani. The Mishnah is missing words, and this is what it means to say. Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad, a 9-year-old, and one day, Hu Paisel Tchila, he passels in the beginning of Heim Paisel Tchila. And they pass in the beginning. That's talking about Maimer. And they pass in the beginning and the end. Bamed Varmam Ben Maimer. Avo Bia, Paisel Asafil B'Soif. Bia will passel even in the end. Keitzad ben teshan v'yamecha rabo yivimtai. Pasel, al yidei achen. So bottom line is we're saying that the difference then between a 9-year-old and a gadol is not regarding bia. Because everybody agrees, even the bia of a 9-year-old after the maimer of a gadol would aser the other brothers. The difference between a 9-year-old and a gadol is that if a kid does Maimer, and then a Gadol does Maimer, the Gadol will Aser. The way Rashi reads it at the Chasur Mesa, Bia Afilu B'Soif, Ketzad, a 9-year-old that lives with the Yavama, passels the brothers, even if they did Maimer first. So the bottom line, in what realm do we see the Adifus of a Gadol over a 9-year-old? L'chaira, meaning everybody agrees that if you Bia in the beginning passels, everybody agrees anyone's Bia after Maimer passels. The question is Maimer after Maimer. The Maimer of a Gadol after the Maimer of a Katan passels. The Maimer of a Katan does not passel in the end. Yeah, am I correct? Yeah, I'm not saying that's right. Good. Okay. Prakti Gemara. Umi Isle Maimer Klal Ayidei Achin. What does that mean? Umi Isle Maimer Klal Ayidei Achin. Can, is there Maimer at all through the brothers? What's the question? Umi Isle Maimer Klal Ayidei Achin. So that what? Could a Maimer do, could a Katan do Maimer at all? So what? The Gemara is asking, even if the Katan does Maimer in the beginning, it should not do anything? So Umi Isle. Umi Isle Maimer Kali. They Achen Vatanya Ben Teshan Yom Echad. Who Paisel B'Davar Echad? He could passel with one thing. Va'achen Paisel Al Yadoi. Barbadvar. He could passel by doing one thing, and the brothers could passel by doing four things. Who paisal de achin bebiya? Vachin paisal yodoi bebiya b'mayim b'ger b'chalitza. So here we're saying clearly the only capacity that a katan has is biya, not maimer. So the Gemara says, no, really a katan could do maimer. The reason why it only said biya is because biya the pasal b'mayim b'chil b'soif psikole. Bia could passel whether in the beginning or in the end, and therefore it's definitive, and therefore we say Bia. Maimer de bechila passel, so loy passel loy psikale, and therefore it did not teach it. Itmar, we learned. Itmar nami. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, yesh loy get. If the katan, 9-year-old, gives a get, he's going to ask her the other brothers. V'chein omer Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi, yesh loy maimer. Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi also said he has maimer. Tanya nami hach, you learned in a brass like this as well. Yesh loy get, v'yesh loy maimer. He has a get, and he has maimer. De Rav Meir, v'savra, frekti gemar, v'savra meir, yesh loy get. Does a meir hold the cotton as a get? V'tanya, you learned in a brass, asu biyaz ben teisha k'maimer begadol. They made the bia of a 9-year-old like the maimer of a gadol. Rav Meir Oimer, no. Rav Meir said further. Asu chalitzas ben teisha keget begadol. They made the chalitza of a 9-year-old like a get of a gadol. V'emisa, and if Rav Meir holds that a katan as a get, listening kegitai, they should say they made this chalitza like his get. Right? What's the question? In other words, if Rav Meir holds that a katan, if the get of a katan will ask the other brothers, so why is he saying that his chalitza is like the get of a gadol? You say his chalitza is like his get. Says Gemara, Rav Huna, Breda, Rishua, Islay. Really, Rav Meir holds that a katan could passel through a get. Vizutar. But it's not as powerful as the get of the brother. Meaning, the chalitza of a katan, of a 9-year-old, is not like the katan's get, but like the get of a gadol. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Isle get, vizutar. It's less than the get of a gadol. But his chalitza is like the get of a gadol. And therefore he doesn't say like his get. Because it's stronger than his get. It's like the get of a gadol. What does that mean? The Rambam Gamliel, according to Gamliel, the Amar, Ein Get Achar Get. According to Rambam Gamliel, who says that there's no get after a get. What does that mean? That if a Yavama falls to two Achim and each gives a get, the second get it has no effect and it doesn't make him also to marry his Kroivim. That's Hani Mili Begadol Achar Gadol, or Vekatan Achar Katan, Ava Gadol Achar Katan, but the get of a Gadol after the get of a Katan, Mahani, the get of the Gadol, it works. And according to the Rabbanon, the Amri Yeshker Achar Get, that's only a Gadol Achar Gadol, or a Katan Achar Katan, but a Katan Achar Gadol, it doesn't help. So when we say that the Chalitza is like a get, we mean it's like the get of a Gadol, but not like the get of a Katan. What's the Nafkamina between the get of a Gadol and a get of a Katan? They're Nafkamina, Sai in Ram Gamliel, and Sai in the Rabbanon. Okay, so we're going to do something a little bit different this week. We'll do part of Tzadi Vavam Abay's Thursday night, and part of it Friday afternoon. Look, it's better than not doing it, you know? And then we'll see how it plays out. Okay, Marv Rabbi Isai, thank you very much for joining us for Daf Tzav on Parshas Tzav. And Afreil Chempurim, if you find yourself in Cedarhurst and you need a place to relax, 638 Oakland Avenue, anytime. Okay, Kol Tov. Afrei lachen, have an easy tainus, kol tov, bye bye.
Thank you.
Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.